This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
This is 7-5 Radio on the Libby News Radio Network. Good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton. Today is January 22nd, 2022. I have Walter Yerkew on the line. Sean Bergen, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
And we also have Sean Bergen on the line. Mr. Giuliani, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, gentlemen. It's good to join you tonight. In light of these circumstances, my heart breaks for the Rivera family.
Okay, just hold it 1 second, Mr. Giuliani. Folks, we want to remember, as usual, first order of business, remember the members of the law enforcement community who were murdered in the line of duty. Tonight, we remember police officer Jason Rivera of the New York City, New York Police Department. End of watch, January 21st, 2021. We have a different show tonight. We have Sean Bergen, and we have the next governor of New York, Andrew Giuliani, on the phone. I'm sick and tired of these politicians saying we need more gun control, we need to do more for the community, this, that, and the other thing. But the streets are a mess. Officers are being killed. So I ask Sean and Mr. Giuliani to come on board. Mr. Giuliani, it's an honor and privilege to have you on our show tonight with very short notice. We're going to do a roundtable discussion, sort of. We're going to have Sean Bergen take it away. Sean, go right ahead and do your introduction and take it away. We'll stand by.
Well, yeah, listen, I mean, we've seen this story before. We knew, tragically, that this is what we could expect if current Liberal Democrat policies were to remain in place. We have insane cashless law, cashless bail policies. There is a downright hatred for the law enforcement community that comes out of the left. It's normalized by a corrupt news media. And now we have a new mayor in New York, and everyone thought, well, perhaps with Eric Adams' background as a police officer, perhaps, you know, he'll come in and change things. He's only since his tenure, so it would be unfair at this point to blame him for the mess that was created by his forerunner, Bill de Blasio. Well, the one thing that they did do, here's the thing that, you know, a lot of people don't really understand, is that even though Adams may have been a cop, he is first and foremost a liberal Democrat. And liberals always place their liberalism before everything else. Before he ever got endeavors to maybe reinstitute broken window policing that we saw so successful under Andrew's father, Rudy Giuliani, in turning the city around, those common sense policies are rejected by the left. And I think for that reason, Eric Adams is just going to continue to go along to get along with his handmaidens in the left. We also, in addition to that, have a district attorney now in New York by the name of Alvin Bragg, who just publicly came out and put in print that he wasn't even going to prosecute most crimes. There were a handful of very serious crimes that he will prosecute, and the rest of them, he's not going to go anywhere near. Now, if that doesn't embolden the criminal element in New York, I don't know what will. We had a press conference at the Harlem Hospital today where the officers were transported. We still have one other cop who is fighting desperately for his life. You know, we may see two police officers killed out of this, which is really the way that de Blasio started his administration when we saw the assassination of police officer Lou and Rainbow. They are great gentlemen of Black Lives Matter. And I don't really see how things are going to change in New York until we see a real sea change in the leadership. And that's got to start in the governor's governor's mansion. And unfortunately, it's going to have to happen in the city. And I don't see that happening anytime soon.
Mr. Giuliani, go right. Why don't you take the floor? Your dial, your dime, your dance. Please continue.
So, you know, Sean, what you said, you're absolutely right. You know, in thinking about this, and I obviously, you know, grew up with cops. I mean, for me, you know, I think this is one of the things that a lot of people don't realize. It's just, you know, we have been told fantastic lies over the last couple of, and I am sick and tired of the continued demonization of the law enforcement community. Our police officers are some of the best among us. They're some of the best New Yorkers. And the fact that we have been told time and time again, day in and day out by the media, and leftist politicians go along with it, that the cops are the problems, they're absolutely wrong, and it's disgusting. And unfortunately, police officer Rivera's life, the blood is on their hands, like Ramos, like Lou before him, as you had mentioned. I pray to God that police officer Moore is able to fight through this. I really, really do. But I mean, to me, this is very simple, and I don't want to politicize this, because this should not be a liberal or conservative, a Democrat or a Republican thing. We should respect our police, whether or not you believe in small government, whether you believe in big government. This should not be an issue that Republicans own. But the truth is, it's long past time to have somebody who's going to actually lead the charge, who's not going to be able to cower to these leftist politicians or these leftists in the media. The fact that Governor Kathy Hochul, 2 weeks ago in her State of the State speech, does not mention bail reform or cashless bail, and mentions crime in a very cursory manner, shows me just how unserious she is about figuring out this problem. Now, we know this problem exists in New York City, but this is not exclusive to New York City. This exists all around the street, all around the state, all around the country. So for me, I'm very emotional about this now. As I said, I grew up with so many cops that I considered uncles. You know, when my father was on the job, I had a protective detail on me, and I considered those guys to be like second fathers to me. So to see this happening, and to see how you know, Democrats want to play this off as nothing but just an illegal gun issue. No, this is the demonization of police, and it's got to stop.
Very, very well said, Mr. Giuliani. That's exact. This is why I wanted you on tonight. You know, because the politicians are, they're saying it's the gun's fault, the gun maker's fault. You know, we need more community action. We need more people in the community, things in the community, more mental health issues. But it's, I mean, a crime is a crime is a crime. Say hello to Mr. Giuliani, and what's your take real quick before we go to commercial?
Yeah. Hello, gentlemen. It's a pleasure to have you guys on. It's just an unbelievable thing that happened to these two police officers. And, you know, you look at the officer's picture. Man, he's just a kid. You got to let these guys protect themselves and help out the community in such a way that they're not going to end up like this poor young fella. In 88, I went through Eddie Burns' murder in Queens. So, you know, I get it. That we got to get on top of this now.
Right. All right. With that said, Walt, we're coming to our first break. We are on the phone with Andrew Giuliani, the next governor of New York, Sean Bergen, myself, and Walter Yerkew. Stay tuned, everybody. 75 Radio.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking, because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it, because the way I was raised has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Being there with your child and being there for your child are two completely different things. One denotes a simple presence, which is a start, but can also be accomplished by someone other than you.
Hey, can you help me with this algebra problem?
See, that sheep did a fine job of being there with the child, but it didn't do a very good job of being there for the child. Now listen to the difference an involved parent can make.
Hey, can you help me with this algebra problem?
I'm not very good at algebra, but do you have any English questions? Because I done real good in English.
Oh, Mom.
Okay, let's take a look.
Okay, so the algebra problem didn't get solved, but something better happened. Mom was there for her child. And when you're really there, they'll know how much you care. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. For more tips on strengthening your family, visit family.mormon.org.
I reinstated a policy first put in place by President Ronald Reagan, the Mexico City policy. I strongly supported the House of Representatives' pain-capable bill, which would end painful late-term abortions nationwide. And I call upon the Senate to pass this important law and send it to my desk for signing. We are protecting the sanctity of life and the family as the foundation of our society. And most importantly of all, it is the gift of life itself. That is why we march. That is why we pray, and that is why we declare that America's future will be filled with goodness, peace, joy, dignity, and life for every child of God.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
Hey, we are back. This is 7-5 Radio on the Libby News Radio Network. We are live. It is January 22nd, 2022. Very special show, very special circumstances. Remembering police officer Jason Rivera of the New York City Police Department, who was murdered by a real savage. On the phone, we have Andrew Cuomo, who will be the next governor of New York, God willing. Also, we have Sean Bergen and Walter Yerkew. Sean, take it away.
That's Andrew Giuliani, not Andrew Cuomo.
I'm sorry, Mr. Giuliani. I'm terribly sorry.
That's okay.
Boy.
I'll keep my hands where everybody can see them, so I'm like Andrew Cuomo.
Mr. Giuliani, I'll talk myself for that one.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Make him go out and get his nipples pierced now.
Sean, please take away before we lose it.
You know, we touched on a few subjects earlier on in the show, and I just want to focus now on the perpetrator in this case, Mr. LaShawn McNeil, who, as my understanding, was arrested several times in a few different states, and was in possession of an illegal handgun that was stolen in Baltimore with a high-capacity magazine. Now, obviously, this is the kind of guy who does not belong walking the streets. But because of the insane bail laws that we have guys like this walking around. I mean, I'm not saying that he was definitely out on on cashless bail, but, I mean, he's representative of a larger, broader problem that we need to focus on criminals. And the guys who are actually perpetrating these crimes, and not go softer on these guys, and definitely not, like we were talking about on the break, I mean, resisting arrest is not a felony anymore. That's only going to invite more resisting arrest. And when you see people having problems with the police that end tragically, whether it's the Eric Garner case, the George Floyd case, Trayvon Martin, it always involves a struggle. And you don't want to, stop enforcing resisting arrest, because that's where the trouble starts. And that's when we're going to have more and more of these police-involved shootings. It's just bad policy across the board. But for some strange reason, these folks, they just can't learn from their mistakes. I don't know what the problem is.
Mr. Giuliani, any comment from what Sean said?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think the number one priority from the state level certainly has to be repealing bail reform. I mean, it has been, if you look at really when crime started to really spike in New York City and around New York State, it overlays perfectly with when bail reform was passed or cashless bail was passed. And you're just creating this turnstile, as we know. On top of that, and Sean highlighted this as well, when you have a Manhattan district attorney who day two on the job puts out a memo that says, among other things, we're not going to prosecute armed robbery or resisting arrest, then what kind of a message does that send to criminals? What kind of a message does it also send to our brothers and sisters in blue? It's a continued message of chaos. And what's more, I remember hearing this in the first segment, broken windows somebody mentioned broken windows. And when you think about what we're hearing from these district attorneys, these Soros-funded district attorneys, it is the exact opposite of broken windows policing. What brought New York City, what made it from the rotten apple in the early 90s, which we all remember, to brought it down into the safest city in the country. We need to have that philosophy back if we're going to get law and order back on our streets. And guess what? Here's the thing. There's a reason why New York is leading the country in out-migration. And unfortunately, that main reason is because crime, violent crime has doubled over the last 3 years. We have to get that under control, period. And the only way you're going to be able to get it under control is if we have respect for our law enforcement again.
Exactly. And, you know, the problems with the crime and the bail reform doesn't affect just the five boroughs of New York City. It also affects the entire state of New York. I was talking to my friend Billy Keebler, who's a firefighter in upstate New York, and he told me in Utica, New York, some dirtbag stole a fire truck in front of the fire station because they were doing some work on the door to the firehouse and whatnot. And this dirtbag was arrested three times that day.
Yeah.
And the guy's a 10-time loser. And so, I mean, there needs to be reform of bail.
Absolutely. And to add to that, Rochester just this last year had the most murders ever in their recorded history. Buffalo came close to having the most murders in their recorded history. This is all because you have this insane idea that we are going to let criminals just go out free without any consequences. What's that going to do? You're going to continue to see more and more criminals that graduate on from misdemeanors into felonies. And unfortunately, you're going to get situations like we saw last night.
Right. And it's like Bob Grant used to say in WABC, it's sick out there and getting sicker. Well, you got anything before we go to our next break?
No, I'm just taking all this all in. You know, I'm amazed that Mr. Giuliani is speaking, and Sean, it's always a pleasure to have him on. The you know, the way things are going in New York is absolutely right. When his father was in charge of New York in the late 90s, you know, into the early 2000s, you know, New York was the place to be. It was the place where you wanted to go. Of course, minus 9/11, but you know, Mr. Giuliani handled that, you know, like a champ. Unprecedented, it was. And New York still flourished. But, you know, I remember a few years ago when the NYPD took a downturn, of course, you know, with de Blasio at the helm, when those cops were – I can't get this vision out of my head. When these cops are walking down the street and these mutts on the street are pouring buckets of water over their heads, and they did absolutely freaking nothing about it. You know, to me, that's the starting point. That's the starting gun for this race against the police department. And, it mushroomed from there. It got worse and worse and worse. Assaults on police officers, you know, the police officers committing suicide, you know, over their jobs. It's just a horrible situation up there in New York. And that freaking de Blasio, he smiled on the way out of Gracie Mansion, and somebody should have slapped him a couple of times, get it right. But, you know, I hope that you get into the office in Albany and straighten this crap out. It ain't going to be an easy chore. It's not going to be an easy chore. And if you need help breaking some necks, you know who to come to.
Well, look, more than anything, I know you got to go to break, but I want this to be very, very clear. We don't need any more politicians that are going to blow in the political winds. we know how tough a job it is being on the job and going out there and, you know, protecting our communities. We need somebody in office who's going to stand by our law enforcement officers. Because the truth is, until you actually have somebody who's going to have the guts to do that, then you're not going to be able to see the crime go down the way we need to all across our great state. We're going to continue to see it spiral out of control. And beyond that, our law enforcement officers deserve it. They deserve it.
Exactly. And Mr. Giuliani, I worked for your father for the police department for a short time when he was mayor, and I lived in the city when he was mayor. And I can honestly say it was the golden age of policing for the city of New York. It was the golden age of the entire city of New York. And, you know, I got family that live in upstate New York, and that's just absolutely decimated. That's why we need you in office in Albany, New York. Sean, you got anything before we go to break?
Well, no, I just to touch on everything that all of you said here. I lived in New York through the 90s, and I remember what it was like during the rotten apple days of the David Dinkins era, and just the success that was brought about by broken windows policing in tandem with Comstat should have served as a national model for cities all across the country on a textbook case on how to reduce crime in an urban environment. And unfortunately, we've got blue cities and blue states where they just can't seem to get their heads around that. I'll never understand it.
Right. But anyways, we're coming to our next break. Sean, are you, I know you have to go somewhere. Are you going to bounce or are you going to stay on?
It was great to be on. It's great to chat with you guys again. Andrew, I wish you all the love. And I'll be out there pulling a river for you.
All right. See you, everybody. We'll be right back.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The government is now sending weaponry to Ukraine as part of the first shipment of security assistance to defend against a possible Russian invasion. President Biden recently directed the shipment, which arrived in Ukraine on Friday night. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva, Switzerland. Both agreed to continue talking, but didn't reach any other agreements. Blinken was aiming to de-escalate the tensions near Ukraine's eastern border, where Russia has amassed around 150,000 troops, according to estimates, and Lavrov sought guarantees that Ukraine wouldn't be allowed to join NATO, which Russia says would pose a security threat. Lavrov said on Friday that Russia has no immediate plans to attack Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA. Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
A winter storm is bringing significant ice and snow to portions of the southeast and mid-Atlantic coast. It's been causing major travel disruptions. Residents are not out of the woods, as a blast of Arctic air will bring the threat for a rapid freeze-up. Ice and snow hampered travel in cities like Raleigh, North Carolina, where a Delta Airlines flight skidded off the runway at Raleigh-Durham International Airport on Friday night. Meteorologists are saying watch out for ice, as temperatures are going to drop overnight. There are warnings out in cities from Salisbury, Maryland to Norfolk, Virginia, and even into northern South Carolina. The rapid freezing overnight could cause major travel delays, with ice building up on the roadways. Also, major airports in the area are expecting flight delays and cancellations due to the storm.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. This is 7-5 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. We are red hot and rolling. We're halfway through the show. Unfortunately, Mr. Bergen had to bow out. He had another obligation, but we thank him for his service. But we do have Andrew Giuliani on the phone still. I had him write his name down because, unfortunately, I called him almost a four-letter word. Also, Walter's still with us. But during the break, Andrew was talking about these horrendous DAs, and the governor has a certain power. Mr. Giuliani, Andrew, go right ahead. What can the governor do with these horrendous, George Soros-backed district attorneys?
Well, the governor has the right under the New York State Constitution, under Article 8, Section 13B, to remove any district attorney who violates their oath of office. Now, I think it's very simple. I think when Alvin Bragg wrote that memo on day two to his assistant district attorneys, reclassifying resisting arrest and armed robbery from felonies to misdemeanors, I believe it's very simple. He violated his oath of office. At that moment, Kathy Hochul should have removed him or any of the other Soros DAs who will choose not to prosecute entire categories of crime, not taking just prosecutor discretion here on singular cases, but taking entire categories of crime and saying we are not going to prosecute them. Hochul absolutely should remove Bragg. And I really think, unfortunately, when you look at the crime that happened yesterday, and more police officers are going to be affected by this, more people that are going to be stuck up with a knife or anything like that, we're going to have to say that at some point, if the governor does not take action, the blood is going to be on her hands as much as it's going to be on Alvin Bragg's hands. So, I mean, I have pledged, and I pledged this 2 weeks ago when I started calling for the governor to remove Bragg. I've pledged on day one that I will remove Alvin Bragg, or I'll remove any other district attorney that chooses not to prosecute crime. It's very simple. I mean, the police do such an incredible job, and we all know the NYPD is not just one of the best organizations in the state or the city, but really one of the best law enforcement organizations in the entire world. I think the very best. If you have district attorneys that are not going to ultimately do the work of putting the criminals behind bars that the NYPD arrests, then we're going to continue to see the city spiral in the wrong direction. That's why the governor needs to step up and fire Alvin Bragg immediately.
Right, but Andrew, you know that she's not going to do that because they're on the same page. And if I knew that, I would have petitioned.
Politics. She's not doing it, and I'm sorry to interrupt you there, but I think it's so simple. It's so simple to see this, and it's so really important to point out why she's not doing it. She's not doing it not because she cares about keeping New Yorkers safe. It's because she cares more about getting the Democratic nomination to be governor of New York. If she really cared about the safety of New Yorkers, she would push back and remove Bragg. Unfortunately, she cares more about politics than she does the safety of New Yorkers. Sorry to interrupt, but I think it's very important
She's doing it. Right. Andrew, like we like to say, on this show, the guest has the floor. But what I was saying, when I was a cop back in the day up in the Bronx for the transit division, we had Robert Johnson, who was the Bronx County DA, and he was horrendous. And if I knew they could be removed from not doing the job, I would have petitioned Governor George Pataki at the time to remove him. What say you about getting rid of these bum DAs for the Empire State?
You know, I just don't know how somebody, you know, that's a public servant can say, well, I'm not going to do my job, but pay me, you know, a couple hundred thousand a year. You know, they work for the citizens of New York City. Whether the citizens that are liberal or conservative, left or right, it doesn't matter. They work for all the citizens of New York City, especially the taxpaying citizens of New York City. You check the records of some of these people and they don't work. They don't contribute to. a citywide budget. And how can a public servant turn around and tell a taxpayer, I'm not going to do my job? I'm going to pick and choose who or what crimes I'm going to prosecute, but I'm certainly not going to prosecute armed robberies. What? It's just unfathomable when people say that kind of nonsense.
Right.
It's
especially
ridiculous.
Especially businesses like these storefront mom and pop stores that the liberals like to talk about, not big box stores like Walmart and Target. And then you got these criminal rings coming in, stealing everything not nailed to the floor. And the district attorney like brags, say, oh, well, we're not going to do anything about it. But anyways, moving right along, Andrew, one of the other biggest problems in New York is the regulation. The state is overregulated. For example, when you buy a keg of beer at your local beer supply store, you have to actually register it like a car. You got to put your name, your personal information, which is absolutely ridiculous. I was actually floored. I mean, to tell me that you have a plan to deregulate the state of New York.
Yeah, and look, I think it's one of the main reasons why we're leaving. I mean, crime, I think, is the number one reason. And you talk to most New Yorkers who are thinking or who have left for Florida or other states. But then I think you look at the next reasons. I think it's the overregulation. I think it's the lack of educational choices, and it's the high taxes. One of the things that I worked on in the White House with President Trump was keeping the promise of his campaign promise, which was for every regulation he would sign into law, he would cut two. I was proud to play a small role in not only keeping that campaign promise, but when he walked out of office about a year ago today, that number was over 8-1. For every regulation he'd sign into law, he cut 8. And that's why we saw the economy boom the way it did under President Trump. That's the exact same mindset that I'm going to bring to Albany. We need to make sure that we reduce the size of government here. Another good example is looking at the state budget, right? Hochul just announced this week the state budget is going to be $216 billion. Florida's state budget is $97 billion, less than half, with more than a million more people. Who's doing it better? There's a reason why people are flocking down to the shores of DeSantis and leaving New York. And we need to make sure that we get not just our overregulation, but just the amount of massive big government here in New York under control. We need to pour our resources really into one place, and that's making sure that our cities are safer here in New York. Because if we don't do that, then people are going to leave, right? New York has such a natural draw to it that people will pay a little more in taxes. People will pay a little bit more to live in the New York area, but not if they don't feel safe. That's when people start to leave. And that's why we need to back our law enforcement. One other thing, and I'm going on a little bit of a tangent here, but I remember hearing before talking about illegal weapons, right? And the amount of legal weapons that are out there. And you're right. It's the amount of legal weapons are a problem. But think about this. We have heard for a couple of years now the narrative of defunding the police. Of all the things that defund the police does, and we know it's Marxist, we know the whole rationale behind it and why they are pushing this to try to really drive chaos theory. But another thing that defunding the police does is it makes it tougher to get those illegal weapons off the street, because who does this? It is the anti-crimes unit that gets illegal weapons off the street. So if you defund the police, you're making it tougher to get illegal weapons off the street. So really, it makes no sense when you break into this. And that's why we need to pour our resources into our police department. They need to be fully funded. And I would say beyond fully funded, they need to have more options like continued education, like doctors and lawyers would. You think about, guys, when you got on the job to when you retired, how much did policing change? Well, just like a doctor or a lawyer gets continued education throughout their career, police officers deserve to have that continued education. You think of a guy who's in their 19th year right now, right? Very, very different time in 2003 than it is in 2022. So maybe they should have the opportunity to have continued education as we go along in a way that's a lot more, I would say, that's a greater opportunity than it is right now.
Oh, right. I agree. It's Walter. I agree. Training, and I've said this time and time again on our show, training is where it's at. Things change all the time. And right. if you don't keep up with it, you're going to be so far behind the times, you're not going to be able to do your job. You know, I've mentioned it that, you know, there's a lot of police out there, you know, that know there's a constitution, but they don't know how to use it. And some of them don't want to use it. You know, they got to be trained on how to use the law, you know, to the benefit of the law-abiding citizen, you know, not to the mutts that, you know, they run into every day. Go ahead.
But I look at it as not just protecting the citizenry, but it's also protecting them, right? If they can figure out what the latest challenges in policing are by having truly the best, not just the best equipment, but also the best training practices, then our police are going to have a better chance to get home to their families each night as well.
Amen.
Okay. With that, Andrew, it was an honor and pleasure for bringing you on. We will have you on again during the primaries and general election for half your time. Thanks for coming on. And we'll talk to you again. But coming up, we'll wrap it up and send it out with a blast. Take it away, boys.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Oh, here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back. This is the last segment to a hell of a show. I cannot thank Sean Bergen enough, and I can't thank Andrew Giuliani enough. I can't believe I called him Cuomo, but oh boy. But anyways, I think we're the only outlet that had Andrew Giuliani on about the situation up in Harlem. Walt, real quick, what say you about tonight's show so far?
Well, it's going good, and, you know, I want to keep going. You know, we only have a few minutes left, and they go fast, as we all know, on training and such. Now, Andrew was talking about, you know, the illegal gun arrests and the illegal gun usage and things along that line. You know, what I'd like to say is every gun, almost every gun that's sold legally goes into hands that we expect to be able to protect that gun and be able to use that gun. We know that there's guns on the so-called black market and guns that are stolen in shipment, you know, while being shipped, you know, before they get to a store. So they're never really registered to anybody except, you know, who had them last, what company made them, or what small business is selling them. A lot of guns are stolen before sale. And, you know, they're all legal. Nobody makes an illegal weapon for sale. It just ends up that good weapons turn into bad weapons. I believe that when you buy a gun, when you are eligible to carry and you have your license and you have your carry permit, whether it's concealed or open, you know, whatever the case may be, whatever weapon is of your choice, you are now responsible for the protection of that weapon not to get stolen. Do I think that there should be an issue when you report your gun stolen or missing? There's too many guns that turn up missing or stolen because the gun owner didn't keep up their end of the bargain on protecting their gun. They left it in the car. They left it in their dresser and their house got burglarized. You know, these things need to be paid attention to also. How responsible are the people that own the gun legally and legitimately? How responsible they need to be and maintain? So I think, you know, in every 6 month or in every annual training should be recommended for every gun owner. Now, I know it's an option of going to the, you know, to your local firing range and, you know, and practicing and making sure you're a good shot and this and that. But a lot of people don't. You know, they buy that gun, they put it in their dresser and they forget about it. And right. It turns up missing and they don't know when it was missing. You know, in the meantime, you know, a knock comes on their door from a police officer or a detective, you know, from an upstate city, town, saying that, do you own a .22 revolver? And, well, yeah, I do. Well, where is it? Well, it's in my dresser. Well, can we see it? Well, we found it. You know, it was used in a crime in upstate New York and it killed somebody. So you got to be a lot more responsible when you have one. You can't just leave it laying around. You know, that would be also on a bill that Mr. Giuliani might want to consider when he gets elected. Because it's like driving a car. You have a responsibility to drive that car in such a way that it's not going to be a danger to anybody. And there's people that drive like idiots and kill people, you know, whether it's a DUI or, you know, under the influence or, you know, driving away from the scene of the crime. So I think you're getting the gist of where I'm going with this. I've gone with that. So, but I agree with Mr. Giuliani, the illegal possession, the guns of stolen guns in the hands of criminals is, you know, a career criminal is not something that we should have. And I think we need to, you know, break in on both ends of the spectrum here. But it's got to start with the guy who has the stolen gun in his hand. That's where it needs to start. That's where it needs to start. We've got to crack down on these guys a lot harder, a lot more. I don't know what the jail situation is or the holding situation is in jails in New York these days. I'm sure it's crowded, but hey, listen, you know, I've been in a position where I was in overcrowding myself and, you know, it's TS. You too bad, you know, nobody put you there but yourself. Right. So it just needs to be sucked up and house them. And house them because I think, you know, stop giving this these public servants, you know, that are off a crime. Stop paying them so much
to do that. You know, we're paying people to put criminals back out on the street. We're actually paying people to put criminals back out on the street. You know, I could see if there was a plea agreement. I could see if there was a plea agreement, you know, in some form or fashion. But they're just letting them out.
Yep.
I'm not going to prosecute you. Yep. You know? So.
Right. And one thing I wanted to bring up, but we didn't have time, was owning personal firearms. Because while you live in Tennessee, I live in Virginia, which, I mean, these are free states. You can, in Virginia, you can open carry. It's easy to get a carry concealed license, and there's gun stores and gun ranges everywhere. But in New York, not so much. You almost have to go through a CIA background check, and you need to have a very good reason. But what's funny is that New York City, they allow people to have personal and carry concealed firearms, but they're all celebrities. Like Howard Stern is has a carry permit. Anthony Cooper has a carry permit. Donald Trump even had a carry permit when he was living in the city. But you know, if everybody else that just wants, you know, the right to bear arms for personal protection or for whatever reason, nope, you're short. And
it must be the stolen gun. You know, like Andrew was talking about. You know, you got guns coming in from Baltimore. You got guns coming in from Philadelphia. You know, they're being stolen from places that it's easy for a legit person to get a carry permit and buy a gun or two or five. You know, and that's where these guns are being stolen from. You know, criminals aren't stupid. You know, they get caught, but they're not entirely stupid. So, right. You know, they come up with things. That's all they have to think about all day is to come up with ways to get around the system. And, and you know, when they do, the system doesn't know what to do with them. So we need people to think outside the box. You know, we need people to think outside the box. You know, like inside prison. You know, they got so many privileges. You know, and when there's a stabbing, guess what? The only people that get their privileges taken away is the ones that are involved in the stabbing. You know, they might lock down for a little while, but they still get to eat. They still get to watch cable or satellite. You know, they still get to make coffee, you know, for themselves. So, you know, the things have to start getting back to, you know, the Al Capone days of jail. You know, the heat, air conditioning, you know, name it. They got it. It's country club. It's a vacation.
Yep.
You know, they go in, they get fat, they get muscled, you know, they get educated. And, they have nothing better to do except to think up better crimes and ways to get away with it next time.
Right. Or mess with the COs.
Yeah. So, some of the CEOs are the biggest criminals on the face of the earth, too. So, you know, that's besides the point. You know, I'm 110%, you know, law enforcement. And, you know, I got to say that, you know, self included, you know, there's some rotten apples out there. In another way, you know, there's, you know, the people that don't do anything. So who's worse? You know, who's worse?
Right. But, we'll see. Like, Bob Grace is sick and getting sicker. That's why, I love Virginia because you can carry. They make it even. But you notice, while other than, like, the inner cities of, like, say, like Memphis, Tennessee, or Norfolk, Virginia, Richmond, most of these states have a low crime rate. So I wonder, is it because of people have weapons?
Inner city is inner city. It doesn't matter where you are. I don't know about you, but there were a number of times when I worked, when I was in on the job in New York, and, you know, you get a 53, you know, possible injuries, and you pull up on the scene, and there's some mutt in the front seat, sees you and runs, because after the accident, he went in the car to try and strip the driver of his watch, his wallet, and his rings and stuff like that. I told you a couple of years ago, I ran into the same thing over here down in Chattanooga. You know, guy made a bad turn, hit a pole, out like a light, and some mutt was reaching in the window trying to get the guy's wallet or jewelry, whatever it may be. So, you know, street crime,
And that's, again, where, you know, Andrew was talking about getting anti-slime back on the streets.
Yep. Boy, we need more than ever. But anyways, Walt, of course, he came to the end way too soon. But we want to thank Sean Bergen. We want to thank Andrew Giuliani. Walt, as usual, excellent job. And this is Peter Scoop Stanton for Walt the Yerky reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week, everybody.
This is James Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.